Queer.
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 It is.
The news came out during the week that, for the first time ever in Australia's television history, a Eurovision product will not be broadcast on SBS. ABC Me, that for those who are old like me think, oh, that's ABC 3, the ABC's second digital channel moving left to right, or third digital channel if you count the first one, they are going to broadcast Junior Eurovision from Tbilisi, Georgia on the third Saturday of November. And I don't have that in my head, but give me three clicks of a mouse and I will tell you the 18th, 19th. So it'll be the 19th of November our time. I don't believe ABC are going to broadcast it live because it would be sort of around midnighty, because Junior Eurovision now goes out in the afternoon. It's not a nighttime show. But ABC Me are actually going to broadcast the whole thing on the Monday night in a family-friendly time of 7 p.m. And that's quite an incredible thing. So it might mean things that SBS are doing to bring other networks in to make Eurovision happen. And so, Ellen Reid, your Eurovision dream just might happen.
I would love to be at Eurovision, honestly.
You would... Yeah, there are some people who are made for Eurovision, and I'm not saying that because people think Eurovision is tacky, it's plastic, it's cheap, it's rubbish. It can be those.
If I had a dollar.
It can be those things. However, this year at Eurovision in Kiev, I was astounded by the... There were 42 acts there. I mean, 40 of the 42 were the most fantastic singers. Wonderful singers. The boys from Spain, look, Manel, you're all gorgeous, but Jesus Christ, boys, you can't sing. but you're all gorgeous.
Who was the other one?
I won't.
I feel like this year there was quite a high caliber.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
The quality of the stuff. Thing like Christian Kostov, who's 17. All of these 17-year-olds were singing.
Right.
Which was amazing. Blanche from
Belgium.
Belgium, our boy Isaiah, Christian Kostov. It was just like 17. I feel like I'm not only old, I'm dead.
Brendan Murray from Ireland as well.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I mean, even though it was an absolutely dreadful song, he sang it.
It was written by
you know who.
Well.
I'm not going to go there. Anyhow, listening to Favourite Mistake there, that has all the Eurovision hooks. You've got the big note, which you need, and if you remember Dami Im's big note.
I love that song.
That.
She holds it for like 12 seconds.
And that's what grabs the crowd.
If you can, the best way.
If you can hit a big note like that, you grab the crowd, and people just go, wow. It's a wow moment. Mm. Plus, you actually have stuff that Guy Sebastian had in his song with Tonight Again, which had a real groove moment, and you've got the audience would go. So, this is the challenge. I completely flopped it again.
You did well just the first one. You just need to do one and stop.
So
maybe we could make it like a Mexican wave of claps and just like go around.
You
just make
applause. Recorded this.
You
recorded the claps in the studio.
Oh my God, it was so stressful.
As I said, first time I heard it, went, wow, my God, she's clapping. Second, third time, I bet it's a sample.
Everything you hear on that is played.
It's real.
Everything is real.
Okay, so everyone at home, everyone who's wherever you are, provided you're not
please
driving.
Don't drive and
or
try
going to wake somebody up.
Yes, operating heavy machinery.
Oh my God.
So, Ellen, let's get the claps going. Come on, Sam.
Are you
Sharon,
ready? Are you
hands
ready?
Out. Here we go.
Okay, so I feel like I should preempt this with.
Yeah.
There's three twos, and the last one is a three.
So it's one. So it's one, two, one, two, one, two. One, two, three.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Are you right? You looked so stressed.
It's two, 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 three.
Yeah. Well, you said you were stressed recording it.
I'm the one who went to uni for music as well, so hopefully I'll be able to get
this.
May I try?
I went to uni for music as well, and I'm doing it okay, so I feel like you should be able to.
Whenever my kids have run away and I don't know where they are, I'm just like...
Just clap.
And then they come back to me, so...
That works.
Let's do this because I'm missing two kids at the moment. I still need them to come back to
me.
Great.
So. Well, we can clap them back.
That'll be good.
We'll be like the Pied Piper with clapping.
Okay, let's make this happen.
Are you ready?
Am I? Well, there you go.
No, it's your song.
Okay,
lead us in.
I will lead you in.
One, two.
La 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 la.
Attention, class.
Attention. Okay, so it goes. You're only gonna break my heart.
Oh, that's the three.
Yeah, that's the three.
Oh, let's
do
it again.
It's the same as the two, but it adds the third on the end of the phrase.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
You nailed that, babe.
Right, here we go again. Another time.
Look,
let's go again.
Do you like that I had to close my eyes and really concentrate? Like, if there was a video in here right now.
I wonder what you like with the guitar.
Oh, God. Not with these nails, babe.
Who needs a pick when you've got those
exactly.
nails, honey?
Here we go.
Okay. One, two, three, four. You're only gonna break my heart.
We did it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like I've achieved something now.
You bloody have. Oh. Look at you.
If you get to go overseas again for delegation and for media, you should start getting that around if she competes with a song like that.
Stepping back one. If we're going to the next Eurovision in Lisbon at the MEO Arena, which looks like the Senate chamber on Coruscant from Star Wars.
No.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I just wear my robes and go to the whatever. Something like
you just have to go as the Dark
Lord. Paint yourself green.
Strong am I with the Force.
You should go as the Dark Lord.
Have you ever heard of Darth Plagueis? No. Other things now. No, this is you will make it. Paul Clark, I'm sending you an email tomorrow. Paul, you've got to do something to get Ellen Reed to be, you have to be our entrant. And I do understand what Paul has been doing as head of delegation with our last three entrants, plus Jess Mowboy.
Because Jess was just our tester, wasn't it?
In a sense. What had happened was the Danish broadcaster had said, we want to do something special. Australia, you have done above and beyond. The year before in Malmö, it was the 30th anniversary. Hang on, what year was that? It was the 30th anniversary of SBS broadcasting Eurovision. Mm. So they did a little thing, and there was a little video thing and all that. And the next year they said, let's go one step further. Let's get you singing at Eurovision as one of the interval acts. So they made this really fun little piece with, you know, Julia Zemira saying, you know, talking to Jan Olesont and others from the EBU, can't we come? No, you're not in Europe. So, you know, pick up Australia and drop it in the middle of the North Sea, and here we are. And we did this entire performance with Swedish boys pretending to be Aussie surfers and playing and Swedish models pretending to be Aussie rules players and stuff like that. And Jess Mowboy sang her song, which A Sea of Flags, which went down incredibly well. Apparently that was what made the reference group.
Yeah,
that,
she's great.
That decides how the shape of Eurovision will be each year. They went, yarr, you know, them Australians, let's get them here and let's make the United Kingdom work a bit harder. And, of course, this year with Lucy Jones, they did work a hell of a lot harder.
They were very impressive.
Oh, that was an impressive song. And I did ask...
She did great.
I did ask the head of delegation and I said it in a way which was, you were taking notes last year, weren't you? And he knew exactly what I was asking and kind of answered the same way, but very diplomatically. Oh, whenever we go, we always, you know, and we learn. And I just went, yeah, you've nailed it. This is the best entry the UK has sent in decades.
Question, does that disqualify Jess Mowboy to be considered again?
No,
or she can be considered?
Of course she could be.
There have been countries that
obviously
have sent the same people.
Hey,
I need to
not. Valentina Mannetta. Well, there's nobody else who sings in San Marino. anyway. However, but the thing with, we're sending acts that represent the diversity of Australia. Plus also, we're going to a continent that is 90% white people. So sending, you know, someone who was born in Southeast Asia, in the terms that Guy Sebastian was, slightly different. Jess Mowboy, First Nations person. Then Dami Im, perfect example of someone who, you know, went from an entirely different culture, grew up in Australia, learning English by singing Spice Girl songs, and tells me that she's still a dag at home. Mm-hmm. I wear my trackies and I go and meet my friends at the Logan Hyperdome. It's just so beautiful. It's so real and it's so lovely that she does that. And then sending Isaiah, a young man, First Nations, who isn't a rapper or an urban music artist or a sporting person. He broke so many molds and so many stereotypes. By qualifying, I just said to him, you have no idea what you've done in changing the stereotype. It was so cool. So, yeah, obviously next year, probably keep going in that line. But obviously 1 year, though, might be next year, might say, well, let's send someone who we know can absolutely belt and sing a brilliant pop song and sing it well. And get out there. And as I said, the thing we've got to do is we've got to go there a month or two before. You've got to do all the parties, the big get the voters of Europe knowing who you are. It's like
I'd be willing to put in the work.
Sure. And just this is what the guys, the two people from Romania, Ilenka and Alex, who put together their song, the Yodel song. And when you see it in the Romanian finals, it's kind of like, that's weird. And I even asked them, I said, what are you thinking? You know, you've got a great, strong pop singing voice and you yodel, and Alex is a pretty hot-looking dude and fairly strong with rapping. Did you actually think, what the hell are we doing? And she went, yep. We just went, what the?
It worked.
And then they did the first big party in London at the end of March, and the crowd went off. And they went, maybe we have something here.
It
worked. And they certainly do.
They came seventh. It obviously worked.
It was huge. And we came ninth, which was great considering...
Never been out of the top 10 yet.
Well, that's three times in a row. We can only win it and...
Look, I don't want to say... I don't want to blow my own horn, but I came fourth on a TV show, so I can only go up from here.
Exactly.
Right? You know?
Exactly. Totally.
I just hope, though, if we do send a belter, we don't get the same reception that Anya got this year.
Well, I just think... No, and I'm serious. I think Anya Neeson...
What happened with Anya?
She represented Denmark. And
I did see that.
Yeah, and she got 20th.
Oh,
yeah,
did
and
she?
I think that's just lost in the crowd, which was a shame, and I don't know why. That surprised the hell out of me.
She was a very strong singer. It was clear.
She's a bit ridiculous, to be honest. Like, she's beautiful, and she can belt the hell out of anything.
I don't know how she held that note.
Yeah, she's
the
a
note how she held it. I said to her, I don't know how you hold that.
In
and
the
she
best
goes,
way.
Oh, you know. She said, I'm you know, trying to, growing up in the Blue Mountains, shouting over her sister. It's how it developed.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Growing up with her sister, shouting. It's like, stop singing, Anya, you're noisy. Ah! And do it louder. Good on you. Where will we see you next so people can see you live? Because you did play, which footy game? Was it a footy game?
I just launched Favourite Mistake at the Broncos-Bulldogs game at Suncorp Stadium.
Last week.
And I'll be at Bridge to Brisbane performing at the Finish Line. I'm there for 40 minutes. I'm doing the Hear and Say Gala Ball in a couple of weeks as well, which is a great charity, and I love being involved with them. They're incredible with what they do, and obviously as a musician, my hearing is very important to me.
Sure, of course.
So to be able to help those guys out is
really beautiful.
When is
that Hear and Say Ball?
August 19th.
Not far away.
No, so if you want to come along, tickets are still available.
Mm-hmm. Great charity, great community event.
Yeah,
support that.
It's incredible. And then I'm actually in Women in Voice at QPAC at the end of the year. So I've just announced that.
What are the dates for that?
They're going to kill me. No, November 10th and 11th at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Pre-sale have just gone on sale on the 1st of August. So what is that, today? Yesterday. It just went on sale.
Everything's happening that week.
I know. And, Women in Voice, November 10th and 11th at the Brisbane Powerhouse in the main theatre. We've got some beautiful women involved again this year, and I'm absolutely honoured to be a part of it. It's something that, you know, being such a good friend of Carol Lloyd's, you know, and seeing what she did with it and all of that sort of thing, like I'm incredibly honoured to be a part of it this season.
And I've just gone and had a look at the Facebook page, Women in Voice. There you are. You are centre.
I know. It's the 25th anniversary this year too.
Oh, God.
So 25th concert, and yeah, I'm front and centre in that.
Front and centre on the banner on the Facebook page. Look at that.
With those gorgeous women. Look how beautiful they all are.
They're
so bloody talented. God. There's an incredible team behind this one. Honestly, I think it's going to be shaping up to be the best season yet. We've had a few meetings about what our set is going to be and that sort of thing. It's going to be a really special show.
So who gets to choose the, just quite quickly on that, who gets to choose the songs?
It's a very collaborative effort, and we kind of obviously make sure that we always serve the show, but we can come with our own ideas. And, you know, like I'm working on my set at the moment, which is actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to reveal this. But it's just
going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be really, really great. And I'm super excited to be choosing a couple of the songs that I'm going to sing. You know, we're with this incredible band headed up by Stephen Russell, who is just an absolute gem of a human being and just an absolute myth of a man. He's just, his musicianship is like nothing I've ever seen before in my life. He's incredible. So yeah, it's an amazing team. So I'm super, super excited to be a part of it.
And there are people there that I've worked with, Carita Farris-Spencer and the doyen behind Women of Voice, Alison St. Ledger.
Isn't she a gem?
She's amazing.
I think I have like a massive girl crush on Alison St. Ledger. She's just a boss lady and just so talented and just, honestly, she's one of the best.
And you've got Bridget Boyle, Pearly Black, and who am I missing? I'm missing someone. Who am I missing? I have, get one, two, three, four, five. Oh, gosh. Right. Who is that? Who am I missing?
That's
Alison, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Alison there.
It's this Alison looking.
Doesn't she look gorgeous?
It's like, I didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
She's, the hair colour is very,
you
very
never
blonde.
Know. She's like a little chameleon.
That's right.
You never know what
colour
hair
she's I'm sorry, Alison.
Gonna...
I should have recognised you, but I didn't. Look, we better go because we've just been yakking on tonight.
I'm not even mad about it. Thanks for having me.